to Keepack in Watergrass Hill. What can you tell us about this? Because it's not the first Keepack plant that has come to the public's attention with regards to COVID-19.
Well, it's not the first meat plant either, Neil. There's been a number of meat plants across the country over the last couple of weeks coming forward with cases of COVID-19. But at the moment, it's a live story going on in Watergrass Hill. There's several hundred workers in the plant there, owned by Keepack, as you say. And over the last 24 hours, a number of people have received positive tests after mass testing of the staff there on Monday and Tuesday. So further test results are expected back today and possibly tomorrow. So it's not known yet how many staff at the plant are going to test positive, but there's a lot of concern in the plant among the workers there, because I'm hearing this morning that some of the people who have tested positive were asymptomatic and had no idea that they were going to test positive.
And tell us a little bit about the background of the workforce. I know there are said to be up to 650 of them, not necessarily all Irish, and perhaps many of them living in fairly cramped accommodation conditions and sharing things, are they?
Yeah, this is a key element of meat factories, that a lot of the workers are actually non-nationals who come here to earn money to send back home to their relatives at home. And so a lot of them are, as you say, living in cramped conditions. Some of them don't have cars, so they're sharing things to work. Some of them are going on buses to work. So there's a lot of problems around the area of social distancing. It's impossible to social distance in the meat plant, but it's also impossible to social distance at home, because in some cases there are a number of generations of the one family living together, and obviously groups as well of friends and co-workers living together. So in some cases people are sharing rooms, and there could be, you know, several people in a house together, and if there is an outbreak in a house, then that's going to cause a lot of problems for the people living together.
And did Keepack then send a memo to all of their staff in all of their different factories around the country, picking up on distancing or lack of it?
That's being reported this morning. I'm waiting to get confirmation of that from workers in Watergrass Hill, but I know that it has happened in some of the plants that Keepack had raised concerns about social distancing outside of work by their staff. Now, Keepack has not made any comment to the Echo when contacted yesterday. A spokesman said that they wouldn't be making any comment.
Okay, but Keepack, while they're not commenting on that, there are locals who are worried, because those staff that work in Keepack wouldn't necessarily only live in Watergrass Hill. You're saying in the Echo they could live in places like Glanmire, they could be living in Mitchelstown, they could be living in Fermoy, and local communities would be concerned, is it?
Yeah, there are local communities are beginning to get a little worried, because, as you say, the workers are spread across North East Cork, some living in Mitchelstown, some in Fermoy, and Glanmire as well, in the outlying areas. Now, obviously, it is by its very nature, I suppose, the groupings would be tending to stay together, but at the end of the day, they have to go to the shops, they have to go to the pharmacies, they have to go, you know, they have to live their lives as well. And in some cases, people have raised concerns that because of lack of English, that they may not be totally aware of what they need to do in order to protect both themselves, the people around them, and the people, you know, that they meet in the street or whatever. So they may not be totally aware of the public health restrictions that they need to follow as well. That's a concern that is being expressed.
And of the 650 staff, do we actually have a figure for the amount that have tested positive, I wonder?
Not yet, Neil, because the test results are still coming back. So not everybody up there has received their test results as yet. I do know that there have been a number of people yesterday who received positive results, meaning that they have COVID-19. I haven't heard of any yet who have tested negative. So I'm not sure are the ones that are testing positive getting the calls first, or how that's working out. So I'm hoping to get more confirmation today.
So they clearly can't go to work then. They have to. How would they isolate or quarantine if they're living with other people in cramped conditions?
I know that's a big concern. I know of one person who has tested positive, and that it's a big concern for the family involved there, because there's a number of generations involved.
And what will happen with the plant? I mean, has the HSA, Health Safety Authority, gone in there? Have there been any inspections? Have they been instructed to deep clean? I think Micheál Martin was saying that this morning, wasn't he?
Yeah, Micheál Martin has raised concerns yesterday in the Dáil about the whole area, and I know that the Minister for Agriculture, Michael Creed, will face Dáil questions on it next week, because obviously this isn't just an issue in Watergrass Hill, it's in Eden Derry. Yesterday, the figures came out of a high number of bear testing positive, and there have been issues in Rathcrane, in a factory there, and in other parts of the country as well. So it's an issue that's evolving, and I know that there's a lot of people concerned that there haven't been tighter restrictions in the area and tighter examination of the area, and there are fears that this could escalate.
Thank you for taking the call, Anne. Much obliged to you. Anne Murphy from the Echo this morning. Councillor Noel McCarthy has been talking with some of the Keepak workers who tested positive yesterday. He joins me by phone. Noel, good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
What kind of a conversation did you have with those two people?
Well, I got one phone call from a relation of one of the people that got a phone call yesterday evening to say that they tested positive for coronavirus and to go home and to self-isolate for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But you can imagine that person that rang me, Neil, was so upset because not showing any symptoms, I must say that, in both cases actually, showing no symptoms, perfect best heart health, but got tested earlier in the week and got the phone call yesterday to go home, self-isolate for 2 weeks, and that's what they were told. And no other reason. But very upset because obviously that person that rang me, that person was coming home to them and upset for the family and upset and looking for advice, really. And I hadn't much to give her, need only to tell her, contact her local key and see where you go from here. Hopefully someone from Keepak will be in touch to do the right thing. And that's what I said to them.
And what is the right thing?
And the right thing is obviously that Keepak must look at their position. I feel that they must look at their position. Obviously, maybe even consider a temporary closure at this stage till they get it right. Because as Anne said on her interview before that, we're not even sure how many people. But I did hear the rumours in from my all week that there was an outbreak in Keepak. But again, there was rumours. And like, there's a lot of people working there and we don't know the numbers, Neil. And that's the big worry for the local community.
Okay, I've never been, of course, because the local community are worried that it could spread. I understand that. Right. But I've never been in one of these facilities. Have you? I mean, how easy is it to physically distance in a meat factory?
No, I must admit, I was in Keepak, but I wasn't where they were working. I was only in the offices there. And I suppose I would say they're a great employer and they give good employment in
correct
the area.
Yeah.
And we compliment for wouldn't want to say.
And there is an ongoing demand for their product. Let's get that out there because, you know, they are essential workers.
Without a doubt. And as I said, I don't want to say anything negative. They're a great employer. People really like working there. They're obviously that we want to continue that. But if there is a problem, and I've no doubt they will do the right thing, but they must get the message out. If there is an outbreak there, let people know and get it sorted with the HSE and get the proper authorities in there to get this cleared up once and for all. But while the rumour mill is out there and the worry is there, now you can imagine, not just for Fermoy and Mitchelstown, but all the areas where all these people live. I'm sure they're travelling from all different parts of surrounding areas of Watergrass Hill.
If the staff primarily from overseas, I believe a lot of them would be Brazilian and many more would be Eastern European, they're probably, no disrespect to Keepak, they're probably not on the greatest wages in the world, and a lot of the money they're trying to send back home to families in South America and what have you. So what are their living conditions like? And maybe that's where it all started.
Yes, I'm not sure. I think they feel, that the person I spoke to yesterday feels very strong, that it certainly was a living condition because, like as I said, that person is showing no symptoms, none whatsoever, that they feel if there is an outbreak, and see, a lot of people, they've told me, have not been turning up to work in Keepak over the last 8 or 9 days. So obviously there must have been a concern there, and it's maybe, I don't know what they're doing about it, but obviously people were afraid to go into work because of the rumour mill. So the workforce has been reducing, they're ringing in, saying they're sick, so because of the worry.
Yeah, but
so,
in fairness to Keepak, they were taking temperatures of staff for weeks, weren't they?
They were, that's definitely. Oh, they were. And I know one other person that told me that they went to the gate and there was a temperature taken and sent home. So I do compliment them on that. So hopefully it could be all rumour, Neil, I don't know.
No, but it's just that the memo that Keepak apparently have sent to all of their staff, this is what I'm told, in all of their different factories, is that they're concerned about the lack of physical distancing outside of the workplace among staff.
Yeah, that could be a problem. No doubt about that. A lot of these people would share flats and share apartments. There's no doubt about that. There is no doubt about that. Because of the low wage, they're probably not able to. Obviously, they're living together because of their lack of wage. That
they could
getting.
Be cheek to jowl in their small accommodation, yeah, without a doubt.
Exactly.
Yeah. But for now, you're saying that they should close and deep clean, is it?
Well, definitely. For a temporary closure, I said they're a great employer, but if there is a major problem, like the rumour mill is going out, and what Anne is on with for interview, there could be over 100 people, and hopefully that they will get that message out and communicate that, and close for a short period of time and clean straight away.
Okay.
And get deep. And the health and safety of the workers must be number one, and their families.
And you mean the greater community, which could be Watergrass Hill, as far up as Fermoy and Mitchelstown, as far as east as Glanmire?
Yes. And probably even further into the city. I have no doubt about that.
All right. Thanks for taking the call, Noel. Much obliged to you.
Thank you, Neil.
Councillor Noel McCarthy.